During Holy Week, we've entered into the ultimate battle between good and evil. We've entered into the paradox of all those hosannas that were shouted to Jesus on Palm Sunday. And then we arrived at his crucifixion and death on Good Friday. And strange as it may seem, in Jesus' crucifixion lies the answer to the riddle of our human existence. By his suffering and death, our Lord Jesus reversed the downward spiral of human history, which our first parents had set in motion. Jesus Christ, the new Adam, confronted head-on both sin and death by taking upon himself our sins and by undergoing our human experience of death. On Good Friday, life seemed to die, but in the mystery of the cross, it was actually death itself which had died. What was clearly unexpected, even by the several women who went to the tomb for the purpose of completing the burial rites for Jesus, what was unexpected totally was his resurrection. And perhaps even they may have stopped believing in his promise of eternal life. We can wonder if even they, along with the apostles, had lost hope. But the scriptures tell us that it was Jesus Christ, our Lord, who sought them out. And for us, living now 2,000 years after these events, which liturgically we are entering into, we might ask ourselves, where does our Lord Jesus show himself to us today? Where does he reveal himself to us on this Easter? The risen Christ, of course, reveals himself to us in the sacred scriptures. For God's word, we're told, is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. The scriptures give us life, inspiring us to respond to God's overtures of love wholeheartedly and enthusiastically. The risen Christ reveals himself to us through his church. His church is our sure guide to salvation as you and I together travel our pilgrim way back to God, our Father. And remembering his last words to his apostles, and we find this in Matthew 28, Jesus promised that he would be with them, with us, until the end of time. And for us Catholics, by staying close to our Holy Father and to our bishops who are union with him, we Catholics receive the consolation of the truth of the gospel in its fullness, which is to say that we possess Christ and we allow Christ to possess us. The risen Christ reveals himself to us through the sacraments. I think of the sacraments in a certain sense as the concrete manifestations or the concrete pillars of the new covenant that Jesus has given us. Ask yourself, was it any accident that in the last days of his earthly life, our Lord Jesus began the sacramental life of the church, and then he continued to offer sacramental ways for encountering him after his resurrection? No, it wasn't an accident. According to the divine plan, within just 50 days of that first Easter Sunday, the scriptures give us evidence of the beginnings of five of the sacraments: baptism, Holy Eucharist, Holy Orders, penance, and confirmation. And in this way, through the sacraments, the risen Lord Jesus shares with us his own risen life, preparing us for an eternal encounter with him, even as now we have a foretaste and promise of heaven right here on earth. The risen Christ reveals himself to us in the lives of the believers who live a truly moral life. St. Paul calls this a new life. Those who seek things that are above rather than things on earth. This new life shines forth in people who refuse to bow down to the spirit of the godless age in which we live. They seek to conform themselves to Jesus Christ and not to the world. Their heroes are the saints, not some fake political messiah. Their priority is Jesus Christ and Sunday Mass, which gives them the strength to live like disciples of the risen one. The sins closest to the heart of our society, including materialism, fornication, adultery, abortion, contraception, and so on, they will avoid those. But if they fall, they will come back to a forgiving, all-merciful Lord in the sacrament of penance and get right back on the path which raises them up to a life worthy of a disciple of Jesus Christ. The risen Christ reveals himself in the lives of Christian witnesses who share the good news of God's love, just like those first witnesses of the resurrection that we read about. And the outcome is that many more people are invited to share in the banquet of life that Jesus has promised us. They will accept the invitation, not because you and I may have some clever arguments, but because of the depth of our faith and love. The risen Christ reveals himself through people who are hopeful, through people who are not weighed down by the problems of this world, which are many, but whose concerns and involvement in the world are on a level which enables them to see beyond the present reality, to understand the words of Jesus when he said, "I have conquered the world." They see every human difficulty in the light of Jesus' Easter victory. And that light, my brothers and sisters, is our reason for hope. At this morning's Easter Mass, we together are invited to renew the promises of our baptism, that sacrament which Jesus first shared with us, his promise, his gift of eternal life. Remember that it is through baptism that we literally die with Christ. We die to sin and death, and we rise with him to newness of life. The poet was right who wrote that we who were once prisoners have been loosed, while death, the jailer, has been bound. We know this is true because the victorious and risen Lord has shown himself plainly to us in so many ways, and he continues to do so. The Easter Paschal victory of Jesus Christ is ours for the asking. He has made the down payment. Actually, better said, he has paid the price in full. And what does he ask from you and me? He simply asks for our hearts. Jesus Christ asks us simply to claim the prize, to join our voices, to join our lives to those of the angels and saints as they sing before the throne of the Lamb the hymn of our eternal Easter. These are the words that I remember. I think they may have changed since I was a child. These are the words that I remember singing growing up. The strife is o'er, the battle done. The victory of life is won. The song of triumph has begun. Alleluia. The powers of death have done their worst, but Christ their legions has dispersed. Let shouts of holy joy outburst. Hallelujah.